Sound Clip is presented by the Bewitched and Elizabeth Montgomery website at www.bewitched.net.
Dick York was very sick, and we were going to lose him. And
you know, how long ahead would you say you knew that?
Oh, I knew it from the very first show. He was... we did the show, our first reading of the script was the day that Kennedy was assassinated. Mm. And it was a tough trip for Liz and I because we knew him very well.
Right.
I'd done a lot of work for him.
They produced that birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did a lot of other things. His birthday, and I did the inaugural gala. Anyway, we were close to him. It was a terrible shock to us, but it was as it was to everybody else.
Yeah.
And we didn't know quite what to do. I had a call about 10 in the morning, I think, and he had just been assassinated. Liz was in the shower, and when she came out, I said, you know, sit down, tell you something. And I told her, and she said, we had to go to the reading that afternoon at 1 o'clock, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to cancel it or what to do, and finally decided we'd do what he would do, which is do the job. And we did that. That day, Dick didn't show up. He showed up that day. But when we started shooting, the first day of shooting, he didn't show up. In the morning, we shot around him. We called his house and didn't know what to do. And he came wandering in about noon and said that he was stuck in the parking lot. He had his back condition. Mm-hmm. And he said, I couldn't move. He said, I couldn't call out. I couldn't do anything. And he said, finally it let up. And his words were a little slurry. Something wrong here. We had him go home. But the next day, he was there. The rest of the week, went fine. And probably 2 or 3 weeks went by. When he had another Monday, he came in a little bit late. And the Monday we'd read, and he'd come in for the reading a little bit late and slurry. And he did the reading and rehearsed the afternoon. He got better. Showed up Tuesday morning. Everything went fine. Now that happened, well, maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. Columbia wanted to replace him, and he was too good for the show.
He was a comedy genius, I think.
And I wouldn't do it. I said, we won't replace him. I think we'll just go with it.
It was worth the hassle. You felt that he was making an effort and wanted to be easy to work with?
Oh, yeah. What it was pills. Mm-hmm. When he hurt his back, he got into these pills, and they ruined him. Mm-hmm. And
do you know if he ever had surgery for it or anything like that?
I don't know if he did or not. I don't think so. But then as the years went on, it became more frequent. Mm-hmm. And then he began not showing up at all. Mm-hmm. So I would write scripts that he wasn't in, where he'd do we'd have him in the teaser and the tag. The body of the show was, he was out of town and something would happen.
Would you shoot those in a different week or?
No, well, what would happen is once I got the scripts, I would, before I had the scripts ready, we'd have to rewrite the body of the story. And then he'd always be back. I mean,
he'd show up
maybe in a week, and I'd tell him, I'd look, I said, just go home, take it easy, you know, be ready Monday, which he did. And it just went on like that. But I was always prepared. And he would do the tag and I'd do the teaser.
Did you start building scripts from the start to have him?
Not from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Not until sometime in the second year. And it would go on like that. It was all right. I mean, he was in, out of, I think, 15 shows. It finally got, it just became more and more. And then one day he had a seizure. We had got him off to the hospital, and he was went into a coma, and they couldn't get him out of it. And I went there, and I worked with him, and over a period of a long time, and a lot of promises, like, you know, you're not off the show, you're going to do the show, and everything's going to be the same, and I kept talking to him. And I don't know, have you ever done that?
I'm not sure. Have I tried to keep someone going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sort of. You hope to get them back on the feet, but you
never hard to do, because they're really looking at you, but not answering, but you're hoping that
it's sinking in.
Yeah, it's getting to him. And finally he came out of it.
Did you ever hear any opinions of whether that was more from the back or from the pills?
Pills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the pills. And we, of course, shut down shooting that day. And Liz stayed at the studio. No, she went home. The next day we came down. And it was at a time, must have been right at the end of the year. We didn't do any more shows that year. Mm. I got into a big fight with the studio about keeping him, and it was illogical. It didn't make sense.
Couldn't do it.
So we let him go, and then we got Dick Sargent. Dick Sargent had been a contender in the original interviews, and he had lost out to York. But he was about the second best, and he looked
roughly
a little bit, yeah. So we went with him, and again we had to make a decision as to whether or not he should be sort of die. And what we decided to do was bring in a new Darren, call him Darren, and not mention him. I figured the audience was sophisticated enough to know that the actors played these parts.
And TV history was born.
Yeah.
People have talked about that ever since.
Yeah, that's right.
I even heard a song about it once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? He was not nearly as good as Dick York.
I sometimes think that the closest modern equivalent of Dick York would be Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I've even seen him do a Dick York face a couple of times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. So we went on for the next 3 years.